This is the tax update for the week commencing 1st October, and I begin this week with a note that new task force have been launched by HMRC designed to tackle lawyers in London, where they expect to recover more than £3.5 million. They also want to look at the hair and beauty trade in the northeast, the grocery and retail trade, restaurants in the southeast and the Solent, and the Scottish motor trade. But if we just concentrate on lawyers, I always thought they were special category taxpayers, which meant if they were guilty of evasion, they would be prosecuted. Now, task force looking at lawyers could be looking at fraud, but they also might be taking a serious view of mistakes. And typically I'd expect the risk areas to be work in progress, debtors, bad debts written off and subsequently recovered, partners' private use of motor cars, failure to disallow properly entertainment, training and conference expenditure. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, which also gives links to the revenue announcement, and you can read more about it in the notes. Just as you can read more about the new draft guidance that HMRC have published on the controlled foreign company rules, these are quite detailed, so if you're in that area, you have an opportunity to comment on the HMRC guidance and possibly get it amended, provided you do so by contacting HMRC Ali Hancock before the end of October. David Goak, the Exchequer Secretary, spoke of improving HMRC services at the Institute of Fiscal Studies conference, and there's a link to his speech and all of the rhetoric that it contains about HMRC improving the services, which should never have been allowed to deteriorate to the extent that they have. There's an enormous gap between what politicians say and reality. And Mr. Goak is announcing the government's intention to consult in tax policy matters, when the reality is they've made such a mess of the changes in VAT. They had to U-turn in pasties, they had to U-turn in caravans, and the 1st of October saw the introduction of VAT at 20% on things like toasties and hot chicken sold from supermarkets, which are being contested now by some of the big supermarket chains. The first-tier tribunal also considered the new penalty regime in employers to be found in Schedule 56 Finance Act 2009. In Brown's CTP Limited, the issue was whether the company as an employer was entitled to rely on first-class posts being delivered, and if it was late, did they have a reasonable excuse? This company was obviously struggling, and it had actually been late on 9 occasions, but the company argued that in 5 of those occasions it had made payment in good time. And obviously with 9 defaults, a 3% penalty applied, with 4 defaults the penalty was much lower. They had evidence of posting, which is an important fact, and as a result, the tribunal ruled that the company had a reasonable excuse for 5 of its defaults, reducing the penalty loading. But the question I have really is, the checks arrived just a couple of days later, and somebody within HMRC should have said, okay, they were late on some occasions by quite a lot, but on these 5 occasions, it was only a day or two. And is it appropriate to seek 3% penalty for a day or two delay? And it isn't. It's not proportionate. Now, the tribunal looked at the guidance that HMRC issues in respect of the VAT surcharge regime, and it acknowledged that there isn't really any guidance on what would be acceptable to pay as you earn. But it ruled that until HMRC clarify its policy, and if it objects it needs to publicly announce this, then there was a reasonable excuse for the 5 failures occurred where the cheque was posted in good time to arrive and there was a delay before it got to HMRC. I worry about all the penalty provisions that are now available to HMRC, because it seems that they have so many penalties to punish taxpayers, and yet there are few incentives available to taxpayers. And I think HMRC applies the penalty regime too strictly without compassion or indeed good judgment. Perhaps this case illustrates it. It's worth a read, and there's a link to the full decision. But in the meantime, thanks very much for listening.